your strength burns out. I wonder why the needless pain you bear when grace is made available to you. Your sad time has come for the Most High to favor you. You don't have to toil, His grace will empower you. You can do all things through His power at work in you. If you believe, then you can say, oh.
It's my time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It's come to pass. It's my time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It's come to pass.
I want us to consider a simple subject that I tag: favor gives you the decisive vote. Favor will give you the decisive vote. In every election, there are decisive votes, especially in constituent election and primary elections. That decisive vote is the vote that determines who carries the day. Many times, it's not about the majority. Many times, it's about the decisive vote. Like in the U.S. election that they just concluded almost a year ago, Hillary Clinton had the majority vote, but she didn't have the majority of the decisive vote. Praise God. Donald Trump had decisive votes, the votes of the people that mattered. So it wasn't you had 1 million and I had 900,000. She had more of the votes, more of the popular vote. But there were decisive votes that determines who become the president of America. And that's what the current president had. And that's what favor gives to a man. It gives you the decisive vote, the voice of the person that matters the most, the finger of the person that matters the most, the authority of the one that matters the most. You can be in a place and 10 persons decides for you, but only 2 persons decides against you, and they will take the decision of the 2 persons, because those 2 persons put together are more powerful and more influential in that organization than the 10 persons put together. And that's what God is going to be doing, that within these hours and within these weeks of favor, that the decisive vote will always be on your side. That people will be shocked that everybody said you weren't going to get it, but someone that mattered stood up and said, by my word, let him get it, and you are going to get it. Someone will stand and say, I have decided that he will get it. That's what favor will do. And for some of you hearing me today, whatever vote you are still looking for to make you a winner, to make you carry the day, to make you ascend your throne, to make you become married, let that vote be released on your behalf, that your amen can be better than that. Favor gives you the decisive vote, the voice of the one that matters the most, the thumbprint of the man that everyone is looking for. That if we hear him, that settles the matter. You know, there are places you go sometimes and they will tell you this is what they have said, and you won't believe until you hear from a certain person. And until you hear from that person, you have not taken it. Because that man's voice, that woman's voice, that woman's authority is the most crucial. 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 5 to verse 10. Verse 32 to verse 40. Then we read 1 Kings chapter 2, 14 to 15. 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 5. Then Adonijah the son of Agite exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not rebuked him at any time. Why have you done so? And he also was a very handsome man. And his mother bore him after Absalom. Now he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and following Adonijah, they helped him. But Zadok the priest and Benaiah the son of Joiada and Nathan the prophet and Shemaiah and Reah and the mighty men who belonged to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah killed sheep and oxen and fat and cattle by the stone of Zoelet, which is by Enogel. And he called all his brethren, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servant. Verse 32. And King David said, call to me Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet. And Benaiah the son of Joiada, and they came before the king. And the king also said to them, take with you the servants of your Lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride on my own mule, and bring him down to Gion. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him there king over Israel, and blow with a trumpet and say, long live King Solomon. Then you will come up after him, so that he may come and sit on my throne, for he will be king in my place. And I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. And Benaiah the son of Joiada answered the king and said, amen. May the Lord God of my Lord the king say so too. As the Lord has been with my Lord the king, even so may he be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my Lord King David. So Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet and Benaiah the son of Joiada and the Cherethite and the Pelethite went down and caused Solomon to ride on King David's mule, and they brought him to Gion. Then Zadok the priest took a horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, long live King Solomon. Then all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth shook with the sound. And Adonijah and all the guests who were with him heard it as they finished eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, why is the city making such an uproar? And while he still spoke, behold, Jonathan the son of Abiathar the priest came. And Adonijah said to him, come in, for you are a valiant man, and you bring good tidings. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, no, our Lord King David has made Solomon king, and the king has sent with him Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet and Benaiah the son of Joiada and the Cherethite and the Pelethite, and they have caused him to ride on the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gion, and they have come up from there rejoicing, so that the city is in uproar. This is the noise that you have heard. And also Solomon sits on the throne of the kingdom. And furthermore, the king's servant came to bless our Lord King David, saying, may God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and make his throne greater than your throne. And the king bowed himself on the bed. And also thus says the king, blesses the Lord God of Israel, who has given one to sit on my throne this day, while my own eyes still see it. Then all the guests who were with Adonijah were afraid, and they rose up and went every man his way. Praise the Lord. Favor gives you the decisive vote. Favor brings to you the most important personalities. Favor doesn't necessarily gather crowd around you, but favor will gather the people that will matter to where you are going. Favor may not bring you many jobs, but favor will bring you one job that will be too good comparing to many that others have got. Favor may not necessarily make you friends with everybody, but favor can give you one friend that will matter to you more than 10,000 friends. Favor allows you to strike the iron when it is still red hot. Favor takes you to the place in the right time and allows you to make one dip that is enough to remove all the leprosy from your skin. Favor brings a Jesus to you after 38 years of waiting for an angel to help you. And the angel cannot help you. Favor brings a Jesus that is greater than the angel, that will not place a demand on you that the angel would have placed on you. Favor makes you to have what others are having struggling while you are strolling. Favor will bring before you what others are looking for up. Favor is what brings a Jesus to the foot of the sycamore tree that Zacchaeus is up there. And the Jesus is saying, come down. You don't need to be up there. Come down, for salvation has come to you in your house. I don't know how many of you still desire that favor, but God has brought it for someone here. The decisive vote, one voice, one decision, one action will be taken for you before the end of this year, and it will turn your sorrows into joy. One decision will be taken on your behalf before the end of this month, and it will change your thinking, it will change your orientation, it will change your story. Gives you that decisive vote. Adonijah was handsome. Adonijah was popular. Adonijah was older to Solomon. Adonijah was the people's choice. Adonijah had bribed his way into the heart of people. Adonijah had already given cow. Adonijah had already sacrificed goats and rams. Adonijah had already consulted with men. Adonijah had already said everything that needed to be said. Had a wonderful manifesto. And everyone was already singing, Adonijah is the king. Adonijah is the king. Adonijah is everything that is needed. Well, he didn't know that there is a card that favor still has to play. I don't know whether you have played a game of cards before. That when your card is given to you and you pick them up and look at it, from the beginning you feel like a failure because of the kind of cards that you have. You're already feeling there is no chance. These cards are so bad. What do I play? But all the same, you say, let me give myself a chance. I'm not sure I'm going to make it through this game. Only for your opponent to make one error and your bad card becomes the best card. Only for them to say, do you still have one to play? Say, I have one more card. One more card. And when you open it, your opponent will place their cards on the table. That's what favor does. Praise God. There are people whose voices matters. There are people whose authority matters. They decide who sits there. They decide who stands there. What favor will do for you is that it will make the voice of those that matters to back you up. It shall no longer be your effort, shall no longer be your popularity, shall no longer be how much you can put on the table. It shall be the voice of the people that matters. Favor is what gave Mordecai that decisive vote. A great man that was so hated by the second in command called Haman. He hated Mordecai and he wanted Mordecai to be killed at all costs. And not just Mordecai, the hatred transcended to everyone that had a relationship with Mordecai, either by name, by blood, or by descendants. And Haman had already concluded plan, had already paid some money into the king's treasury, had already secured the king's signet and authority, that on a particular date these people will all be killed. And Mordecai was amongst them. But one night, the Bible said the king could not sleep. One night, favor went to the room of the king, because favor knew that outside that authority, Haman will be able to conclude his plan. And favor went and knocked on the door of the king and gave the king a sleepless night. And the king woke up and said, give me the book of the Chronicles. Since I cannot sleep, let me read. And he went through the history books and discovered that there was a Mordecai who helped him some 13 years before. When favor is at work, your own records are open. When favor is at work, your own efforts are open. Here
hear me and hear me well. Whatever good you have done is not a waste. Favor will get back to that area where you did good and you were not paid, and favor will bring back the record. And the king read and asked a question. A question that was going to turn a man's fortune around. What was done for the man that did such a good work? And they said, nothing was done. Hear me. It is possible to do good and get evil in return. It is possible to do a job and not get paid. It is possible to suffer for people and yet you are not commended for it. It is possible to do your best for somebody and yet the person pays you back for evil. But there is a God that is faithful. And the Bible said he will reward every labor of our good work if we faint not. What was done for the man who did this kind of good? And they said, nothing was done. And the king said, who is in the palace right now? Who is in the palace right now? And guess who was in the palace? It was Haman, coming in very early in the morning, wanting to go and remind the king of the agreement, wanting to go and tell the king the date for the demotion is approaching. King, I hope you remember. And as soon as you step in, who is in the court? And they said, it is Haman, the right man, the second in command. And the king said to Haman, what do you think should be done for a man that the king have desired to honor? What do you think should be done for a man that the king has decided to reward? And the Bible says Haman thought. He quickly scanned through the whole city and said, who in this city will the king desire to honor like me? Who in this city is as influential as me? And he concluded that it must be him. So he started mentioning what he has been praying for a long time that he never got. He started mentioning the things he wished he could have that was never in his rights to have. He said, let such a man drive on the second horse of the king. Haman has been eyeing that horse, but nowhere. So he thought, this was my opportunity to ride on that horse. He said, king, let that man ride on that horse and let that man be taken round by the most important person in this country. Let the most important person in this country carry the man round the street and let the person be announcing, this is the man that the king desired to honor. Everybody honor him. And the king said, what you have suggested is a good suggestion. Now go to the gate. You will find a man called Mordecai. Everything you have said, do to that man. Make sure that nothing is missing out of it. I say to you today that the one who hated you will give the suggestion that will bring your promotion. The one who didn't like you will give the idea that will turn your fortune around. God will use the ideas of your enemies to clothe you. He will use their ideas to make you a landlord. He will use their ideas to make you a millionaire. It was Haman's idea. And the king said, go to the gates. Favor does not segregate positions and location. The king said, go to the gate. Favor does not look at where you come from. When favor comes, whether you are at the gate or at the palace, it will meet you. And I speak to you, hearing me today, wherever you are right now in the ladder of life, let favor meet you there. Let favor meet you there. Whether as the last born, let favor meet you there. As the first born, let favor meet you there. As a gate man, as a messenger, as a staff, as a contract staff, as a casual, let favor meet you right there. Come on, can you shout a believing amen? Let me say, favor is meeting me tonight. Can I hear it again? Favor is meeting me tonight. Can you imagine how a man felt? The man I wanted to kill is the same man I am going to announce round. The man I wanted to kill, and he went and dressed Mordecai and planted Mordecai on the second horse and took him round the city. Favor has started. Took him round the city.
took him round the city and was announcing, "This is the man that God has desired to honor." And I say to you, pointing to you, that you are the next online. You are the one God has decided to favor. You are the one God has decided to favor. Your neighbors may not like you, but it will not change the mind of God. Your friends may not like it, but it will not change the mind of God. Your brother may not like it, but it will change the mind of God. He has decided that you are the one to be favored. And he took him round. And when Haman returned from that journey, he felt so bad, felt so disappointed. And he went back to his house and lamented. Said to his wife, "If you see what happened today, do you know I am the same man that dressed that Mordecai? I am the same one that mounted him on the ass of the king." And the wife of Haman said to him, "If this great man has started winning you now, it means he will win you permanently. Let me declare to you, in the name of Jesus, wherever God has given you victory, you will win again." I say you will win again. I don't know who I'm talking to. You will win again. You will record another victory. You will record another victory. Regardless of what you are going through now, you will record another victory. Are you the one? You will record another victory. I say you will record another victory. It is coming. It is coming. It is coming. Another victory. Another victory. They will say, "Is she the one again? Is he the one again?" I say it again, from the womb of my spirit, you are about to record another victory, another breakthrough, another favor. Hear me and hear me well. Instead of what you have to stop, another one is going to come. Yeah. I say another one is going to come. Come on, it may be another business. It may be another building. It may be another promotion. Come on, something good will be added. If you believe it, let me hear your amen. Adonijah was the most popular, but favor gave Solomon the decisive vote. Absalom and Adonijah were two brothers of the sons of David. They were the most charming and most attractive princes of their day. They both had consuming ambition and passion for the throne. The Bible described the both brothers and their abilities and techniques as having such power to steal the heart of the people. They had all the influence for maximum sympathy. They had all the influence also for maximum support. They were the most suitably qualified princes in the land. However, they didn't have the one most necessary vote that turned things around. The vote that had the power to overrule and overturn matters. I mean the one vote that can overwhelm everywhere. The one vote that can stand anytime. The one vote that can change the wills and the opinions of others. They didn't entreat the favor of the Most High God, and so both of them failed woefully in the ambition. Because the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9, "For by strength shall no man prevail." Without God's favor at work, a man's wisdom and his best techniques will look like foolishness. Men of great prospects like Absalom and Adonijah are devoid of achievement. The mystery of God's favor is very deep. It teaches that men could be at their best and still fail without God's favor. Men could be at their best and yet they still fail without God's favor. Whereas most unlikely candidate for success could rise to the top on the account of God's favor. Praise God. Like it was for David in 1 Samuel chapter 16. The most unlikely candidate can rise to the top. 1 Kings chapter 2 Verse 14 and 15. That's what favor will do, giving you the decisive vote. 1 Kings chapter 2, 14. Okay, let me start from verse 12. Then Solomon sat on the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was firmly established. And Adonijah the son of Agag came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon. And she said, "Do you come peacefully?" And he said, "Peacefully." Then he said, "I have something to say to you." And she said, "Say on." This is Adonijah going to the mother of Solomon. And he said, "You know that the kingdom was mine." Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What was legally another person's own, favor can collect it and give it to you, and they won't take you to court. See, when you take something that is another man's own, the person can sue you. But when favor takes it for you, there is no ground to sue you. When favor gives it to you, no argument. Adonijah went to the mother of Solomon. He said to the mother of Solomon, he said, You know that everyone had already made me a king. You know that the throne, the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel set their faces on me that I should reign. However, the kingdom has turned about and has become my brother's. Hallelujah. It was mine legally. It was mine by right. But I don't know what happened. He said, however, the kingdom has turned and has become my brother's, for it was his from the Lord. Praise God. It was mine by inheritance. It was mine by legal standard. It was mine by popularity vote. But it became my brother's own from God. I want to trust the Lord that things from the hand of God will enter your hand. Amen. I mean, things that comes from God. Adonijah said, this thing was mine. And I'm prophesying to someone here that what now, currently, what you are seeing in somebody's hand that you like, God will put that same thing in your hand, if not better. You didn't hear me. I said, something that you are currently seeing in someone's hand, and you so cherish it, you so like it, God, by favor, will put that same thing in your hand. I don't know how he's going to do it, whether it will take that person's owner, but God will put that something in your hand. You like that prayer? Receive it. He said, the kingdom was mine, but however, the kingdom has turned to become my brother's own from the Lord.
Sad time has come for the Most High to favor you. You don't have to toil, His grace will empower you. You can do all things through His power at work in you. If you believe, then you can say, oh,
it's my time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It's come to time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass.
It's my time.
It's my time of favor. Yes, yeah. I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass.
It is my time of favor. It's my time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass.
It's my
my time of favor. He will do it, he will save it, he will come to pass.
He is in control.
I'm not afraid.